and paid program does not necessarily reflect the views of News Radio 830 KHVH, its staff, or management.
Now it's time for the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. This is your weekly informative hour all about eyes. Learn about cataracts. Ask a question about glaucoma. Find out how diabetes affects your eyes. Stay tuned for an entertaining and educational program about eyes and eye care. Call in to have your questions answered by the doctor. Now, your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Good morning, everyone. It's time once again for our regular weekly program about eyes and eye care. It's called the Hawaiian Eye Show, and it's sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. We're going to be here for the next hour talking about glasses and bifocals, about laser beams and eye surgery. We can talk about your cataracts or your contacts, itchy eyes, droopy lids, or whatever it is that interests you. If you'd like to join in today, give us a call. Our number here, 521-8383. We'd love to hear about your experiences and, of course, answer your questions. If you can't call in today, maybe you're feeling a little shy, you can always email us your questions. Our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com, and we can answer questions over the air in coming weeks. Also, there's plenty of electronic ways to reach us or to see what we're up to. You can go to our website, hawaiianeye.com, and you can subscribe to a podcast of our radio program. You can also download old radio programs, radio shows. You can also follow me on Twitter, Dr. Tortora, D-R-T-O-R-T-O-R-A, or find our Facebook page at Hawaiian Eye Center. During the next hour, we'll discuss eye news from around the country and around the world. Sometimes we'll do an eye quiz if we want to test your IQ. And we'll have a lot of fun today. Remember, all opinions expressed on this program are those of myself and the other medical doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center. I'm an ophthalmologist, or IMD. That means I'm a medical doctor who specializes in the eyes. Now, we're going to try to be very consumer-oriented today, make an effort to give you the best possible practical advice. But remember, I can't see through the telephone, so I may have to recommend an examination before I can tell you exactly what's going on in your eyes. The program today is sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center as a public service. So sit back, relax, and enjoy an hour all about eyes. Well, we've got an early phone call here, so let's go straight to the phones and talk to Pat, who's calling in from Kahala. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I have a question that may not be related to the subject at hand, but I have been wondering what your opinion is of the treatment of cancer as a fungus.
I really don't know anything about it, and it's not related to the eyes, so I'm sorry, I can't really help you there. Sorry about that, but thanks for your call. All right, we are taking calls about eyes and eye-related problems. This is the Hawaiian Eye Show. I'm Dr. Christopher Tortora, and we're happy to take your calls if you have a question related to the eyes. In the meantime, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that have been going on in the past week in the office. My mother actually is visiting from out of town, and so we said, oh, come on by, let's take a look at your eyes, let's see what's going on. And she told me, you know, she's been having a little bit more trouble as she gets older. She's been having some trouble with glare, particularly at night. She notices that the headlights from cars are giving her more trouble when she's driving, and it seems like they're bothering her vision a little bit more over time. And the other thing that she's noticing is that her overall vision just isn't as clear all the time. So when we checked her eyes, we found a couple of things, but the main thing that seemed to be interfering with her vision was a cataract, which is actually one of the most common things that we treat at Hawaiian Eye Center. Cataract is a cloudiness or a gradual opacification or clouding of the lens of the eye, which leads to decreased vision or blurred vision over time. As that lens in the eye becomes cloudy, it tends to block or blur some of the light getting into the eye, distort some of the light entering the eye. And when that happens, it leads to a weakening or blurring of the vision. It can also lead to poor night vision, because there's less light making it into the back of the eye, so the sensitivity to light is not as great. So at night, people notice that a little bit more. It could lead to more sensitivity to glare, particularly at night, but even during the day, sunlight, glare, sensitivity to bright light can be very common in people who have cataracts. Loss of contrast sensitivity. Contrast sensitivity would be seeing something sort of light against a light background or dark against a dark background, something where there's not too much contrast, where you might be able to see it normally fairly well, the light on light or dark on dark. But as a cataract progresses or develops, it reduces our contrast sensitivity, so you don't see those things quite as well. A good example of this is people will often come in and tell me that when they hit a golf ball up into the air, they used to be able to follow the trajectory of the ball through the air to where it landed on the fairway, and now they find that when they hit the golf ball up into the air, they lose it in the sky. It goes up into the air, and they see it for a little bit, and then it gets into the sky, and they lose track of it. And that is often a contrast sensitivity problem. The contrast of the light-colored ball against a bright or light-colored background, the sky, is more difficult because as the cataract develops and it causes a loss of contrast sensitivity, the ability to see see the golf ball flying through the air becomes less. And so people with early cataracts often notice changes like this in their vision. So my mother doesn't play golf, but seeing as many people in Hawaii do, I thought I'd bring that one up. At any rate, she had noticed that her vision just wasn't as good as it used to be. Glare bothered her more, and so we talked about her cataract. Now, let me talk to you about cataract, because cataract is a common problem, and cataract is something that is affecting the vision in a large number of people, not only in Hawaii, but worldwide, and particularly throughout the United States. Cataract causes, as I said, gradual blurring of the vision, gradual weakening of the vision, but it is something that is, in this country anyway, is pretty easy to treat. Now, cataract is treated through an advanced surgical procedure, which is quite successful in fairly quickly restoring vision and improving vision, and we can even do some things to enhance the vision, which we'll talk about in a minute. But when a cataract is affecting the vision and you live in a third world country where you don't have access to these modern surgical techniques, it can be a bit more problematic. Cataracts in places like India and in parts of China and in many parts of Africa reach the point in many people where they become a blinding condition. People lose their vision because of the cataract, because that cataract gets denser and denser and eventually leads to loss of vision. Now, fortunately, it's usually reversible loss of vision. So if your vision loss is due to a cataract, removing or treating the cataract should bring the vision back. But the people who live in countries where they don't have access to this type of procedure often have to suffer with loss of vision or blindness even for a long period of time until they have access to surgical care. Because at the moment, the only real effective treatment for cataract is a surgical removal. Now, fortunately, in this country, access to surgery is fairly easy. The cataract surgery, cataract removal, is covered by insurance. If you don't have insurance, that could limit access to cataract care. Because the cost can be significant with the work that needs to be done to take care of a cataract. The vast majority of people, though, have access to good medical care, and a cataract procedure is an effective way to improve the vision. So most people who have cataracts are people who are older. People who are over age 60 are the more common cataract patients. And many of these people have Medicare, because as we get older in this country, we believe in taking care of our senior citizens, and so we provide them with health insurance through Medicare. And although there's a lot of discussion in Congress about what to do about Medicare and the spiraling costs, my expectation is that Medicare will continue to be a program that effectively covers senior citizens over the future, because it's too major an impact on our society, the health care of people as they get older, to really do anything that will cut or gut that program in a major way. Now, there'll be changes to the program, I'm sure, but the hope is that the expectation is, in my part anyway, the expectation is that Medicare will continue to be a program that will support senior citizens. So people who have Medicare have access to cataract removal because Medicare does cover this procedure. And for most people, it's a short, painless procedure, outpatient, in and out the same day. Most people are seeing better within a few days after the procedure. Usually within a week or two, their vision has significantly improved. And although you may still need glasses for the clearest vision after a cataract is removed, there is an excellent chance that the overall vision will improve and that people who have cataracts removed will see much better once that cataract is out. So that's the goal. There are ways to try to reduce the dependence on eyeglasses after cataract removal. We're going to talk about those as soon as we get back from this short break.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Show phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 521-8383 with your questions for the doctor. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, call us toll-free at 888-565-8383. Now, back to your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Can you see me now? Hawaiian Eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise?
All right, welcome back. It's Dr. Christopher Tortora here. You're listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show, and we're talking about eyes. We've been talking a little bit about cataracts. Cataracts being a very common condition in this country, affecting millions of people across the country, generally over age 60. And they're are probably maybe 60,000 cataract procedures performed here in Hawaii every year, and throughout the country there are millions of cataract procedures performed every year, and it's because cataract is a common problem. And pretty much the reason that it's such a common problem is because cataract will affect your eyes if you live long enough. Cataract is a gradual process that goes on, that starts at birth and continues throughout life, and somewhere between your 60s and your 90s, it reaches a point where the lens in the eye becomes cloudy enough that it blocks or blurs your vision. So, as I mentioned earlier in the program, surgical removal is the only effective treatment for cataracts once they've begun to significantly affect the vision, and so removing or treating a cataract surgically is the best option for improving the vision. Now, we also mentioned that when we remove a cataract, and the procedure is painless, it's quick, it's done often even in an office setting, a surgery center, a number of surgery centers here across the state, including ours at Hawaiian Eye Center, and hospitals, many hospitals support surgeons who perform this procedure as well by allowing them to use their operating rooms and operating equipment. And so cataract procedures are commonly done. The other thing that is interesting is that when we remove a cataract, we also have an opportunity to improve the focus of the vision. And when I talk about the focus, I mean how well you see with or without glasses. So now, in order for you to see clearly, light has to be focused properly, has to be focused accurately on the back of the eye. And for many people, the light is not always clearly focused on the back of the eye, and they require lenses outside their eyes in order to bring the image into good focus inside the eyes. And these are people who wear glasses or contact lenses, or in some cases have surgical correction to reduce the need for eyeglasses. So if the eyeglasses are needed for both distance and near, or maybe just for near, many times people do opt for having a corrective procedure at the time of the cataract surgery to help them reduce their need for eyeglasses. There are a few different things that we can correct at the time of cataract surgery. We can correct moderate degrees of astigmatism. Astigmatism is a refractive error. It's a change in focus, which it results from an irregularity of the shape of the surface of the eye, and thus a distortion of the vision, which is correctable with lenses. So glasses will correct astigmatism. Contact lenses can correct astigmatism. And we can also correct it surgically at the time of the cataract surgery under most circumstances. If you have significant amounts of astigmatism, the likelihood is that after the cataract is removed, you'll still need glasses for the clearest vision in order to continue to correct that astigmatism. Whether or not it needed to be corrected before the cataract is removed, it often does afterwards. So if there is a significant degree of astigmatism in the cornea, the clear window on the surface of the eye, a little irregularity in the shape of the cornea, then that can often be corrected at the time of the cataract removal, and that can often result in better vision, better quality vision, perhaps with less dependence on the eyeglasses, particularly for distance vision. Most people who have just astigmatism corrected at the time of the cataract procedure do still end up needing glasses for reading. Other things that we can correct at the time of the cataract removal are people's vision both for distance and for near. Now, most of us, by the time we hit age 40, 45, we notice that although our distance vision may be in good focus, either with or without glasses, our reading or near vision is not so good without help. And what this is a condition called presbyopia, which is basically an age-related issue where the flexibility of the eye's focus changes over time. So people, as they get older, lose the ability to focus from far to close. So if your distance vision is good, you may not be able to read. If your reading vision is good, your distance may be blurry. And so most people correct this with bifocals. Now, if you're sick of bifocals and you're having your cataract removed, talk to your doctor about having a procedure done that will help to reduce your dependence on eyeglasses, both for distance and near vision. And that would be usually done with a special lens implant, as well as some additional techniques and procedures at the time, before the cataract procedure and at the time, which will help to correct the vision both for distance and near. Now, this doesn't always mean that you'll not wear glasses ever again, but many people who have this type of correction done at the time of the cataract removal, particularly when they've had both eyes corrected, do find that their vision overall without glasses is quite good, and that they can do well for about 80% or 90% of the different things that they do every day on a regular basis. Now, then when they find they want to read in dim light, for example, then reading glasses are sometimes helpful. Sometimes driving or driving at night may benefit from having eyeglasses for the clearest vision. And so there are times when glasses may still be helpful, even with the corrective procedure at the time of the cataract removal. But the vast majority of things that you do all day should be in pretty good focus with this additional work at the time of the cataract procedure and the lens implant that improves both distance and near. So we refer to this as a lifestyle lens or a lifestyle cataract procedure because it really improves people's lifestyles. I mean, they see better with less need for the eyeglasses, and their overall vision for both distance and near is better, and that allows them to function better in any environment with or without eyeglasses, particularly without eyeglasses. So these lifestyle corrections, though, that we do at the time of the cataract removal are not covered by insurance. Insurance has to draw the line somewhere in terms of what it will and won't cover, and it considers this a form of cosmetic treatment because wearing eyeglasses is not considered to be a major difficulty for most people, that the correction of the vision so that there's less need for eyeglasses is not something that insurance companies feel or probably ever will feel is worth covering for surgery. So people often ask me, you know, do you think insurance companies eventually will cover LASIK or will cover the part of the cataract removal that corrects your vision without glasses? And my answer is no, I don't think they're ever going to cover those things. And the reason is because they don't want to take on that additional cost burden for something that's considered elective or something that's considered non-essential. And so I don't think that insurance companies ever will cover these additional procedures to reduce the need for eyeglasses. But what is the good thing, though, is that the insurance company will cover the cataract procedure whether or not you have the enhanced lifestyle work done to try to reduce your need for eyeglasses. So people who have their cataracts removed and choose not to have any additional correction done, pretty much their whole procedure is covered by insurance. Whatever your deductible or copayment is, you still have to pay, but the insurance covers the rest. If you opt for a premium or a lifestyle procedure to try to enhance your vision to reduce your need for eyeglasses, then insurance will still pay for your cataract removal. They just won't pay for the additional work that needs to be done to enhance the vision and reduce the need for eyeglasses. So that part of the job, that part of the procedure, then becomes a self-pay issue. And so it's a little bit complicated for people to understand. Sometimes they say, well, wait a minute, if I have the lifestyle procedure, if I have the lifestyle lens, is my insurance still going to pay for my cataract surgery? And the answer is yes, the insurance will pay for cataract removal under any circumstances if it's warranted. If you have a significant cataract that's starting to interfere with your vision, the insurance will cover the cataract removal. If you want to, in addition, at the time of the cataract removal, to reduce your dependence on eyeglasses, then the insurance will say, okay, well, that part you're on your own for. We'll take care of the cataract. That's a bona fide condition that's affecting your eyes, affecting your vision. You're going to benefit from the treatment, whatever type of lens you choose. So if you get a standard lens, we'll cover it. If you want to enhance your lifestyle with a lifestyle lens, with a multifocal lens that corrects distance and near, with an accommodative lens that moves in the eye to correct vision more distance and close, then that is your option, and you can pay for that. You can pay for the difference. That's how most insurance companies view it. So cataract surgery is generally covered by insurance, and some people say, well, how do I know, is my cataract bad enough for the insurance to cover? And the criteria that most insurance companies use nowadays is that your cataract is affecting your vision, is causing changes in the vision that are interfering with your lifestyle, with your ability to do the things that you need to do every day or that you want to do every day, and that when the cataract is interfering with your lifestyle and removing it is likely to improve things, then the insurance companies will usually approve this type of surgical procedure. So basically, if the cataract is very mild and it's not really having a significant effect on your vision, and you come in and say, you know, I want to have the cataract out just so that I can have the lifestyle lens, the insurance may not cover it at that point. But if you come in and say, gee, you know, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, my vision's giving me trouble, I'm having more glare, I'm noticing more difficulty with my everyday activities, then certainly the insurance is, at that point, if the cataract is causing that problem, we think it's going to fix it to remove the cataract, the insurance then is going to go ahead and cover the cataract procedure. So cataract, one of the most commonly performed surgical procedures across the country, nationwide, one of the number one in the Medicare population, one of the number one of the top ones. You can't have more than one number one, right? It's one of the top ones. I don't think it's the top one anymore. I think that injections for macular degeneration, which is also an eye-related procedure, interestingly enough, maybe a higher number, higher volume every year than cataract removal. But the cataract removal is one of the top procedures, particularly for people over age 65, Medicare age people, because cataracts do progress and develop in people in that age group, and everyone that lives long enough develops a cataract that does need to be treated or removed in order to restore vision or improve vision. So what that means is that everyone over age 65, if they continue to live a decently long and comfortable life and that they'll be eligible or require cataract removal at some point. So that's always interesting. You're listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show. I'm Dr. Christopher Tortora. We're talking about eyes. We do have open phone lines, and so if you want to give us a call, we're happy to take your calls. Our phone number here is 521-8383. And if you're calling from the neighbor islands, there is also a toll-free number where you can reach us, and that is a 888 number, 888 number, so it's 1-888-565-8383. Now we're going to take a short break for the news, but if you want to talk to us and get on the program, now's a perfect time to call. We'll line up your calls, and we'll get to you as soon as we get back from this short break.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Their experienced surgeons have extensive cataract and general eye care experience. And they proudly welcome their newest eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen Ree. Dr. Ree brings a wealth of experience to the Hawaiian Eye Center team. To schedule an appointment with a member of the eye care team, call Hawaiian Eye Center today at 733-2020 or visit the website at hawaiianeye.com.
The news authority in Honolulu is News Radio 830 KHVH.
It's 67 degrees with a few clouds over Honolulu. I'm Julia Norton-Dennis. Here's what's happening. Police say a Kansas City Chiefs player shot his girlfriend this morning, then drove to Arrowhead Stadium and turned the gun on himself. Officers arriving at the stadium parking lot reported seeing a black man in a car holding a handgun to his head as he spoke to a pair of team officials. That's when police heard a gunshot. The conditions of the woman and the man were not immediately known. Police are not identifying the player, but say he was 25 years old. A second person has died after a bus crash at Miami International Airport this morning. Miami-Dade police say three others were taken to a hospital in critical condition. The bus was carrying 32 people when it crashed into an overpass at the airport arrivals area. An airport spokesman says buses and other large vehicles are supposed to go through the departures area, which has a higher clearance. A fire that caused an agricultural building to collapse in Waialua early this morning has been extinguished. The fire is reported on Hanapule Street just after 5:30 a.m. 15 firefighters worked to put out the flames and keep the fire from spreading to nearby brush. The fire was extinguished in less than an hour. A fire inspector was called to determine the cause and give a damage estimate. Two pedestrians were struck on Farrington Highway last night just before 10 p.m. at Honokai Hale. A woman was traveling westbound when she went through a red light and swerved to avoid hitting a man and woman who were crossing the street near Aloha Street. The woman was taken in critical condition to a trauma center where she died a short time later. The man was in stable condition. Police say speed and alcohol do not appear to be factors in the crash. Makiki residents will be celebrating the holiday season today from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Makiki District Park. Cloudy, widespread haze, high in the 80s, showery, hazy, a low near 70 tonight. Tomorrow, showers likely. Currently 67.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers you complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Advanced technology lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, near and in between, with less dependence on eyeglasses. When cataracts blur vision, a short, painless procedure helps. If you have a cataract and want back youthful vision, call Hawaiian Eye Center at 733-2020 or visit hawaiianeye.com.
The phone lines are now open at 521-8383. On the neighbor islands, it's a free call, 1-888-565-8383. And now, here's Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Me if you can, doctor my eyes, tell me what is wrong.
All right, welcome back, everyone. And here you are in the second half of the Hawaiian Eye Show. This is Dr. Christopher Tortora. We're talking about eyes. Got some phone calls here, so let's go ahead and go to the phones. We've got Bob standing by in Hawaii Kai. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I have a question about I've had bad eyes ever since I was just a little boy. But anyway, I had radiocarotomy done here in Hawaii about 20 years ago, And they made one eye so I could see up close, one for distance. And since then, I went to a different doctor at HMO over here. They did my eyes. They said my eyes were, I was getting cataracts. I'm 70. And I didn't tell them that I had had my eyes that way. And now I have some problems not being able to see because the cataracts are starting to change my eyes. So, but I have problems. I can't, by the end of the day, I can't drive. I can't see the signs very well. So I'm wondering, since I didn't tell them that I had that, one for seeing distance and one for seeing close up. Would that make a difference in how the final me being able to see or?
Okay, but well, let me just ask you a couple quick questions. Okay. First of all, you said you already have or you have not yet had the cataract removed?
No, I didn't have the cataract removed at all. Okay. They said it wasn't bad enough.
Okay,
to have done it.
So basically, you know, if your vision was good, one eye for distance and one eye for near in the past, and now it's changing, there are a few different things that could be causing that change. You know, one thing is that your focus could be changing. It could be a late change due to the radial keratotomy, although 20 years later, that's a little unusual, although sometimes we do see that. It could be a change in your focus because of the cataract developing, or it could be a change in the focus for, you know, other types of things changing in your eye or in your vision. So the first thing to know is, you know, is your vision correctable with glasses? And if so, do you want to wear glasses or not, at least temporarily, to address that? So if you feel like your vision without glasses is difficult and the doctor says, here, you know, you can try these glasses, then you should say, well, I had the radial keratotomy because I didn't really want to wear glasses. Are there any other options? Number one. And number two, if not, if that's the best option that they come up with, then try the glasses and see if that improves your vision for the meantime, for the particular times when you need it, driving and so forth. Does that make sense so far?
Yes. My question is, I don't think these glasses that they gave me are correct because I, my eyes begin to get real, very tired, you know, after wearing them for just a couple of hours. And my question was, by not telling them that I had one eye for close up, one for distance, by not telling this doctor that gave me these new glasses, would that make a difference in how she?
No, the answer is no. It shouldn't make a big difference in how the glasses were prescribed because they're based on how your vision is right now, not how it was right after the procedure. Now, it's still possible the glasses aren't quite right, but it's also possible that there are other things that are affecting your eyes and affecting your vision that are making your eyes more tired. I mean, I don't know if your symptoms are worse with the glasses than they are without the glasses, in which case certainly the glasses may be playing a role. But if you're finding your eyes are getting tired anyway with or without the glasses, that's often a different problem. Often dryness of the surface of the eye or rapid evaporation of the tear film, what we call evaporative dry eye disease, can actually cause some of the symptoms that you're describing. So, I mean, I think the next step probably is to go back and to say, gee, you know, I'm finding these problems with these glasses, and they can test the glasses and make sure they have the right prescription, and then they can check you for other types of problems as well.
Getting old. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, well, I hope that works out well for you.
All right, thank you.
Aloha. Let's go to Teresa, who's standing by online too. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the program today.
Paul's on.
Go ahead and turn down your radio, Teresa, so that you're not hearing the feedback, and you're on the air. You can go ahead.
Okay. I want to know, can cataracts reoccur?
Cataracts don't come back once the lens in the eye is removed. Once the cataract is removed, it does not come back or grow back. However,
then it might be something else that's causing my blurry vision.
However, there are some changes that can occur after the cataract surgery that simulate this, the the symptoms of cataract. When a cataract is removed, the lens implant is placed in the eye, and the implant is supported by a little bit of the old lens, a little membrane that supports the new lens. And sometimes that membrane, that capsule, becomes cloudy, and that can simulate the symptoms of a cataract, but it's treated differently. So basically, you need to go back and check it up.
This has been going on now. I had it done 5 years ago, about 5 years ago, the cataract. You know, at Hawaiian Eye. But what I'm getting at is that could this be macular degeneration or something starting in me?
Well, Teresa, it could be anything. I mean, it could be something that's very easy to treat. It could be like a 5-minute treatment may make you better. Or it could be something that that doesn't need any treatment, but there's nothing we can do about it. There's a whole range of things that it could be, but we don't know unless we look at your eyes.
I see, yes.
That would be your next step. Is to come back in, and let's take a look and find out if we can help you, if we can improve things for you.
Okay, I think I'll have to do that.
Okay,
I can hardly see now.
Okay, well, if it's something that we can help with, that'd be
okay,
great.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll try. All
bye-bye.
Right. Aloha. Okay, so sometimes after a cataract is removed, there are some changes that can occur in the eye that simulate the symptoms of a cataract. A cataract is a clouding or a haziness of the lens of the eye. So if the vision is a little cloudy or hazy, that often makes people think about a cataract. And if cloudiness develops behind the lens implant, this can simulate the symptoms of a cataract, and that can be treated quite easily. But sometimes there are other conditions that can affect the eyes. And Teresa mentioned macular degeneration. This affects the eyes a little bit differently. Macular degeneration affects your central vision. So your side or peripheral vision may be great, but the central straight-ahead vision, where you're trying to read print or recognize someone's faces, or recognize people's faces, or, read the dial on your watch, those types of things require good, clear central vision. And if the central vision is distorted or blurred, that could very well be a problem in the macula. And macular degeneration as we get older is the most common problem. And that ought to be checked out too, because some forms of macular degeneration do respond nicely to treatment. I do have a number of patients over the past couple of years since we've been more successful in treating wet macular degeneration who have come in with some distortion of the vision, and in previous years might have had a very serious loss of vision over a relatively short period of time, whose vision now is good still 2 years later because of ongoing treatments that are controlling the macular degeneration. Unfortunately, the best treatments that we have nowadays for wet macular degeneration involve repeated injections inside the eye, so it's a little bit of a hassle. It's not uncomfortable, but it's bothersome or annoying to have to go to the doctor's office so frequently. But they have, in many cases, we've managed to stabilize people's eyes who previously might have had a progressive degenerative loss of central vision, which would lead to severe permanent loss of vision, which now can be controlled. So any type of eye problem, any worsening of the eyes and of the vision, it's a good idea to get it checked out fairly promptly. Don't put it off. Don't keep waiting, because many of the things that we do treat in medicine and in ophthalmology in particular respond much better to treatment when they're caught in their early stages. For example, diabetic eye disease, people who are diabetic who have eye conditions related to the diabetes, such as diabetic retinopathy, these conditions, if they're caught early before they're causing serious problems in their eyes, before there's bleeding in the eye or before there's other problems that might affect the eyes seriously, if they're caught early, they can be treated oftentimes in a way that is more effective and can help reduce the likelihood that there'll be permanent damage to the vision over time. So if you are noticing a significant change in the vision, whether or not you've had surgery in the past or other treatments in the past, go ahead to check with your doctor and make sure everything's okay. That goes for other health conditions as well, other general conditions as well. The other thing that I will mention is that a lot of people that I encounter, that I talk to on a daily basis, think that once you've had your cataract removed, then your eyes are fine for life, and that the cataract is the only thing that can cause trouble with your eyes, that can go wrong with your eyes as you get older, and that if that cataract has been corrected or removed, then you don't need to worry about it anymore, and you can go ahead and just, you know, ignore any future eye problems or not have to worry about future eye problems. And this is simply not true. You definitely need to continue to get your eyes checked on a regular basis, even after you've had surgery to correct a cataract. Basically, the eyes have a number of delicate structures that are subject to disease and damage over time. And all of the conditions that may affect the eyes need to be treated effectively in order to maintain good, healthy vision into your 90s and older. So if you intend to live a while, definitely should be getting your eyes checked on a regular basis to make sure everything's okay. Glaucoma is a good example of this. Glaucoma is something that we sometimes refer to as the sneak thief of sight. Glaucoma is a condition which in its most common form has no symptoms or no signs. People don't know they have it until it's too late to do anything about it. By the time you're noticing a change in your vision from glaucoma, it's often too late to do anything about it. And so that's why early treatment, early recognition and treatment are important. So if you're diabetic, for goodness sakes, get in to see your eye specialist once a year. Make sure that your eyes are okay, that there's not something that requires treatment. If you have glaucoma running in your family, make sure you get your eyes checked every year or two. Make sure that everything's okay and that you're not developing a problem that requires additional treatment down the road or additional treatment now. So particularly if you're noticing a change in your vision, get in to check it out. So the last caller said she had her cataract removed. She's doing fine, and now her vision's getting worse, getting weaker, giving her more trouble. It could turn out to be something that's easily treatable, or it could be something that maybe would have been easily treatable before, but now isn't. So if you've been putting it off and waiting to get checked, that's not always a good thing, even though you may prefer not to have to face the fact that there may be a serious problem. But, you know, chances are a lot of times that the earlier we find something, the less serious a problem it becomes. And so if you catch something in the early stage that you're worried may be a serious problem and we can treat it as a less serious problem as a result, then waiting just does you more harm, right? So don't wait. Get checked. Your eyes are giving you problems. I want to talk a little bit about glaucoma and how it can affect the vision, how we treat it, as soon as we get back from this short break.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
With the latest technology, cataract care is often a fast, painless procedure with a rapid return to normal vision and normal activities.
It doesn't hurt. It just takes, 15, 20 minutes the most, and you're out. That's it.
We strive to make your procedure safe and painless. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The phone lines are open at 521-8383. And from the neighbor islands, 1-888-565-8383. Now, back to Dr. Christopher Tortora, our host of the Hawaiian Eye Show.
Sorry about that. Welcome back, everyone. For some reason... Oh, I see what I was doing wrong. Okay, just didn't get the music on the air there. Sorry about that. Okay, back to the show. This is Dr. Christopher Tortora. We're talking about eyes. This is the Hawaiian Eye Show. If you do have a question for us, we do have open phone lines, and the phone number here is 521-8383. That's the number to call to reach me here on the air and get to us live to ask a question about your eyes. So give us a call if you'd like, 521-8383. The neighbor islands, there's a toll-free number, 1-888-565-8383. 1-800-565-8383. And we're happy to try to answer your questions. In the meantime, I want to talk a little bit about social media. Social media is a great way to learn about things if you go to the right places, if you go to the right sites. And I think our Facebook page is a pretty cool place to go look for information about eyes, what's new, interesting articles published there. So while you're on Facebook, go ahead and check out Hawaiian Eye Center. So facebook.com/Hawaiian Eye Center. Go ahead and like our page, and if you do like what's there, and you can check out some of the newest information. It's also fun to follow me on Twitter, because you'll see some interesting thoughts and ideas throughout the week, and also some information about some of the news stories that we may be talking about on our radio program. So always a good place to go, twitter.com. Follow me, Dr. Tortora, D-R-T-O-R-T-O-R-A. And hopefully you can learn something more about eyes. You want to hear more eye shows, the HawaiianEye.com website, www.HawaiianEye.com, is going to get you the opportunity to listen to previous radio shows and download our shows and subscribe to a podcast. Let's go to the phones. We've got Alice standing by in Kailua. Hi, Alice. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. This is Alice. Now, doctor, I've been listening to you, and I want to know what can cause my one left eye, this left eye of mine, to see the street lights. It's not round now. It's jagged. It looks almost like a miniature airplane. It bursts, you know, it bursts out like a skyrocket.
So it looks like a starburst effect.
Yeah, but my right eye is fine. But when I look through my left eye, I cover my right, and it's all, you know, jagged looking, you know.
Like, do you wear glasses at all, Alice?
I do. We're just a regular.
Okay. And is it?
I had cataract done.
Those prescription eyeglasses, or are they
prescription
over-the-counter glasses?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when you wear your glasses, is that any different than when you're not wearing your glasses?
It doesn't matter. It's been going on for about 5 years now. I had my cataract done on my left eye. I had it done on the right eye, no problem.
All right, so other than that starburst effect, are you having any other difficulty with your vision, any other trouble seeing or reading or driving?
No. When I first had some trouble, I went to the doctor, eye doctor, of course, and they said I had a hole in the eye, just what you're talking about.
All right, well, there are a few different things that can cause that starburst effect. Sometimes we can do something about it, sometimes we can't, but basically the most common thing that'll cause that is that your glass prescription is off a little bit, and that with correcting the glass prescription, that'll help. And people who have had cataracts removed, sometimes a little haziness will develop behind the implant, and that'll cause some distortion a distortion of lights or distortion of the vision. And if that's bothersome and that's what's causing the trouble, that can be treated with a laser. It's a 5-minute treatment in the office, and usually you're seeing an improvement within a day or two. The other thing is that you could have some drying of the surface of the eye, what we refer to as dry eye disease, a condition where the tear film or the moisture layer on the surface of the eye doesn't coat the surface of the eye as well as it should. And if that tear film is too thin, it can lead to a little distortion of the vision, and that will cause a starburst effect or a halo effect around lights. But that tends to come and go. So if you see it sometimes and don't see it others, or it's better and worse at different times, then that's more likely to be an ocular surface problem, like a tear disorder, like a dry eye disease. But all those things could potentially cause it. So really the only way to know for sure is to take a look at your eye and say, this is the most likely candidate. And if you want to do something about it, here are the options. If you don't want to do anything, you know, because it only bothers you at night when you look at the lights, then don't worry about it.
Oh, well, you know, doctor, years ago I used to see the telephone pole wires jagged, and I didn't know what was happening. I see the words exit, and things are all crooked and broken up. Then I found out I had that macular hole on my right eye, and I'm pretty sure it was my husband's arm hitting me over. When he turned around, it whacked my right eye. And so, but I'm fine. I don't see that anymore. But this left eye of mine, it's been going on for too long, and I didn't get the card to come in for my regular 2-year exam again, and I haven't done so.
Well, it sounds like it's time for you.
I just thought I'd like to listen to you. You know, why does this happen to just my one left eye? Because the doctor that did it seemed to have some problems. I had to go back many times, and he put me into this room, and it click, click, something, you know, on my left eye, and it click, 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 and take me to another room, and click, click, click on another machine. And you know, he never did get this, all of my stigma out from my left eye.
Well, you know, I can't
so
really.
I still have it.
I can't, based on what you're telling me. Based on what you're telling me, I really can't tell what happened or what's happening. But, you know, an examination should help. And so if you want to go back to your regular doctor,
yeah,
that's fine.
But
if you're not,
I'm doubting it. That's why I wanted to call you.
No,
and all the people calling, all dealing with cataract, and my sister's all going in this month and next month. And one is 91 and the other is, well, she's 80, 85, but they're calling me and asking me, and I'm glad you said it. You know, the cataract will not come back unless something else is going on, right?
Right. So, So it sounds like that you're giving them good advice to ask them to go and get
go
it taken
ahead
care of.
And listen to you. Yeah. Excuse my voice here.
Okay, Alice, I want to give you one more.
I'm cracking up on my asthma here, but thank you. I love your program.
Okay, I want to give you one more piece of advice before you go, okay? And that is that if you haven't gone back to see your doctor, even though you've been having some concerns and some issues, and, you know, sometimes to me that says that people may not be that comfortable with their doctor. Maybe the experience at the time of the procedure, you felt like, you know, things weren't quite as good as they could have been. You're not perfectly comfortable. So, you know, you always have the opportunity to go and seek out a second opinion. We see plenty of people who, you know, have questions, who would like to get second opinions. They'll come and see us once, and we'll say, you know, go ahead, here's what we think, and then they'll go back to see their regular doctor again. Sometimes they say,
I always like to go out of the health plan and see someone else.
Okay,
for second opinion.
So that's certainly an option for you. So
yes.
I hope that
thank you.
I hope that you get an answer to your question.
Thank you for your program. We really enjoy you every Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So Alice said that she likes to go out and get her second opinion, but on this particular problem, she hasn't. So it's always something that, that is important for you to have confidence in your doctor. And for one reason or another, you know, it happens to the best doctors. It happens to the worst doctors. It happens to all doctors that sometimes something happens in the doctor-patient relationship, which introduces a level of doubt or a level of insecurity on the patient's part, where the patient doesn't entirely feel confident or comfortable with the doctor's care anymore. And this is a thing that happens. It's not something you should feel guilty about. It's not something that you should feel unhappy about. I mean, I have patients, I'm sure, that feel that way about me, although I try very hard to communicate effectively and all of these things. I'm sure that sometimes it's just there's something that happens that that makes it more difficult for the patient to have that trust in the doctor, whether it's the very best doctor or the very worst doctor. That's going to happen. So what you need to do in that situation is establish a relationship with a doctor that you do trust, or go back to your doctor and try to establish a more trusting relationship. But it is important to have that relationship so that you can trust the doctor. So a second opinion is never a bad idea. Well, we've been here for an hour now talking about eyes and eye care, and I certainly had a lot of fun, and I hope that you have too. Thanks to Rachel for helping here in the studio, and thanks to all you listeners for making the show work through your calls and through your email. If you learned something today, be sure to listen again next week so you can keep learning. If you have a question, you can always email it to us. Our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com. We can answer those questions over the air. Don't forget to check out our website, www.hawaiianeye.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Dr. Tortora. That's DRTORTORA, no spaces. It's sure been a pleasure talking with you. I'm Hawaiian Eye Show does sponsor the program today as a public service. And I'm Dr. Christopher Tortora. Hawaiian Eye Center does have offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Aloha.
You've been listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Tortora. If you have an eye problem, want to get a second opinion, or aren't seeing as well as you used to, make an appointment with Dr. Tortora or one of the doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center in Central Oahu or Hilo by calling C-2020. That's 733-2020. Until next week, here's looking at you.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
America's real anchorman, the truth detector, the doctor of democracy.
Every weekday morning at 10, KHBH Honolulu.
Hawaii's home for Fox News.